Mr. President, I have the honor to take the floor on this important matter by congratulating you on your election to the presidency and express our sincere gratitude for the considerable efforts you and your team have made despite the global health context. We'd like to extend our greetings to the other actors for the work they have been developing in the face of the growing challenges that disarmament and non-proliferation of all types of weapons pose to humanity. Mr. President, Article 26 of the United Nations Charter recognizes disarmament as a prerequisite for peace, security, and development, thus calling for the maintenance of international peace and security by all means. In this sense, disarmament and international security are the foundations of political agenda of the Republic of Angola in our quest for peace and security and regional and continental levels. The government of the Republic of Angola recognizes the place of Biological Weapons Convention in the fight against the non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. For this reason, Angola ratified the BWC in 2016, thus joining the efforts of the United Nations and other international entities in favor of disarmament and the peaceful use of strategic instruments in the framework of the country's scientific, technological, and economic development. The National Authority for Arms Control and Disarmament, ANCAD, is working to perfect the approval process of the governing documents of this important body. Despite this, it is working intensively to meet Angola's demands and commitments, notwithstanding the limitation of the current situation. For Angola, it is necessary to place disarmament and arms control within the framework of sustainable development, conflict prevention, and peacekeeping. Scientific progress and new technologies affect all aspects of disarmament and artificial intelligence and automation of weapon systems pose challenges to international security and existing disarmament architecture. Biological weapons pose common threats to global security. Against this background, Angola intends to continue to broaden and harmonize its national, regional, and international actions through the conventions with a view to creating more effective synergies to adequately address the proliferation of weapons of this dimension in a difficult context marked by the negative externalities of the COVID-19. We reiterate our encouragement to states to move in the same direction with a view for the universalization of the BWC. Finally, the Republic of Angola hopes that this meeting will produce valuable contributions and that important recommendations will be adopted. I thank you, Mr. President.